Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 12th. The UN General Assembly has voted to demand an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza as the Israel-Hamas war enters its third month.
We have one singular priority, only one, to save lives.
That was the General Assembly President Dennis Francis, who highlighted the suffering in Gaza.
Right now, what we are seeing is an onslaught on civilians, the breakdown of humanitarian systems, and profound disrespect for both international law and international humanitarian law. Even war has rules.
153 nations voted in favor of the resolution, 23 abstained, and 10 voted against it, including the U.S. and Israel. Ahead of the vote, Israel's U.N. ambassador described the resolution as a, quote, disgraceful attempt to bind Israel's hands. A General Assembly vote is more of a symbolic measure, unlike a resolution in the Security Council, where the U.S. last week vetoed a resolution for a ceasefire. Today's resolution also calls for all parties to comply with international law and humanitarian access to hostages, as well as their immediate and unconditional release. On the ground in Gaza, a U.S. official says Israel has begun, quote, carefully testing out flooding some tunnels in Gaza with seawater to see if it can degrade the system on a larger scale. But some of the freed hostages previously said they were kept in tunnels, raising concerns about those still kept in captivity. President Joe Biden addressed that today.
There is assertions being made that there's quite sure there are no hostages in any of these tunnels, but I don't know that for a fact.
This comes as the humanitarian situation in Gaza continues to deteriorate. Israeli authorities say 197 humanitarian aid trucks were screened and transferred to Gaza through the Rafah crossing today. Additional trucks were inspected at other crossings in Israel, but the Israeli government won't allow them to directly go into Gaza, despite pressure from the U.S. Meanwhile, a senior doctor at a hospital in northern Gaza said the Israeli military arrested dozens of medical staff today, including the hospital's director, and took them to an unknown area. In response, Israel said it's continuing to act against Hamas strongholds in northern Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with congressional members during his third visit to Washington today. During a joint news conference with President Joe Biden, Zelensky called it, quote, insane for Ukraine to consider giving up territory to Russia.
We have our people there, we have our families there, we have children there. That's a part of Ukrainian society. And
Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to Ukraine in its war against Russia.
We'll continue to supply Ukraine with critical weapons and equipment as long as we can.
His comment is a subtle but notable shift from his previous pledge to support Ukraine for, quote, as long as it takes. A new spending package is being held up in Congress over additional funding for Ukraine. Congressional Republicans want to tie provisions for stricter border and immigration policy to the bill. The New York Court of Appeals has ordered the state to redraw its congressional map. It's a major win for Democrats in the fight for control of the House in 2024. New York Republicans flipped four seats under the current map. New York Democrats control the state legislature and would have ultimate say over the state's new district lines. Up next, CNN's town hall with GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. GOP presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is hoping to win over Iowa voters in the race for the White House. He participated in a CNN town hall in Des Moines, moderated by CNN's Jake Tapper. The election calendar kicks off with the Iowa caucuses in January. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds endorsed DeSantis in November, but DeSantis is battling former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to be the main alternative to former President Donald Trump, who's the GOP frontrunner. DeSantis says he supports stricter border policy to crack down on claims from asylum seekers.
We're going to also empower states to enforce immigration law. People are coming across the Rio Grande. Texas should be able to deport and send them back. I am going to build the border wall.
That is it for us. We're back with more news at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.